America, our Conway, Livingstone, and Tucker Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
National Democratic Institute urges ECZ to exhibit total impartiality ahead of August general elections. Opposition EFF leader Kapinde Mwenda arrested over alleged deceptive video. In international news, thousands march in DR Congo capital in support of U.S. sanctions against Kabila. In sports, Power Dynamo's football club aims for double.
And now, Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The National Democratic Institute, a non-partisan, non-governmental organization that has monitored approximately 200 elections globally, has urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia to maintain impartiality in handling the upcoming general elections. The organization highlighted that the commission's impartiality was notably strong during the NDI's pre-election assessment. NDI Director for Elections Richard Twain stated that stakeholders expressed concerns about the ECZ's impartiality. He identified this concern as one of the key risks to the effective management of the elections. Mr. Twain emphasized that public perception of the commissioners is troubling and could undermine the credibility of the August elections. Therefore, Mr. Twain is urging the commissioners to carefully manage their conduct to improve public perception. In the meantime, he advised that new reforms, public behavior at polling stations, and the ECZ over conduct will significantly influence the election outcome.
The conduct of an election is based both on the legal framework, though, but also the behavior of citizens at polling stations, in constituency offices, district offices, and the commissioners themselves. As the delegation has made clear, we call upon all of the commissioners to address long-standing perceptions of political bias through not only their words, but also their actions. This includes proactively sharing information in an acceptable and timely manner, regularly holding consultations with all political parties and independent candidates conducting elections, and being available to citizens as well as other stakeholders. We also acknowledge that these will not be the end of the last election, and that momentum for democratic reform should continue after, because Zambians remain committed to democracy, and they themselves want democratic change. Ultimately, the conduct of these elections, as well as the meaning of these elections, will be determined by the people of Zambia.
In a separate development, opposition economic freedom fighters leader Kafunde Mwenda remains detained following his arrest yesterday. The police have charged him for allegedly circulating a deceptive video on social media. Mr. Mwenda is facing the offense of transmission of unsolicited deceptive electronic communications contrary to Section 19 of the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025. Police say the suspect allegedly produced and shared a misleading video on May 1st, 2026 through his Facebook page, Kafunde Mwenda C. The video falsely suggested that a presidential motorcade had lost its way while heading to an event in Chinsali District. According to police, the claims made in the video are not true. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi has confirmed the development, stating that the suspect is currently in custody. Mr. Chilabi says Mr. Mwenda is expected to appear in court soon. In other news, political commentator Kelvin Chisanga says government's free education program has continued to increase access to schooling across the country, but concerns are emerging over its long-term sustainability and quality. Mr. Chisanga stated that relying only on annual government funding makes the program vulnerable to economic challenges, especially in a country where revenue depends heavily on commodities. He has since called for the creation of a dedicated education sustainability fund to provide stable and predictable financing. The proposed fund would help maintain support for schools even during economic downturns. Ms. Tachisanga stated that rising pupil numbers without matching investment in teachers, classrooms and learning materials is putting pressure on the system. He added that the situation risks affecting the quality of education being delivered, further suggesting that government can do better deployment of teachers, tighter control of spending and increased use of digital learning tools. Mr. Chisanga has since called for funding to be linked to results such as improved literacy levels and higher completion rates to ensure the program delivers real benefits.
So there is a need for us to establish a dedicated education sustainability fund which should be able to be backed by predictable revenue streams and also should be able to be supported by reserves to cushion economically downturns. This will ensure continuity and stability in the sector. At the same time, the quality must not be able to be compromised. Increase the aspect of enrollment without matching investment in teachers, infrastructure, learning materials can weaken the outcome. Efficiency, better teacher deployment and digital solutions must be critical in this as well.
Paramount Chief Uchichi Mukulu of the Bemba people has expressed serious concerns about the unregulated sale of customary land within his Mwinelubemba chiefdom. The traditional leader warned that the absence of proper regulation in land transactions poses a significant threat to the heritage and long-term stability of the region. In response to these challenges, Chief Uchichi Mukulu has established a land commission tasked with overseeing land administration within the chiefdom. The commission is expected to play a crucial role in preventing illegal land allocations and safeguarding land from misuse. The Paramount Chief emphasized that the Commission's primary objective is to promote sustainable land use practices that will benefit both current residents and future generations, ensuring the preservation of the community's cultural and environmental heritage. In international news, thousands of pro-government supporters took to the streets of the Congolese capital, Kinshasa, on Monday in support of United States sanctions against Joseph Kabila. Washington blacklisted the former president last week, accusing him of supporting the Rwanda-backed M23 rebels and his political military arm, the Congo River Alliance, involved in the conflict in the east of the country. The Treasury Department claimed that, among other things, Kabila has provided them with financial and technological support with the intent to destabilize the Kinshasa government. Violent conflict in the region has resulted in the deaths of thousands of civilians and a mass displacement crisis. Speaking at Monday's march, Julian, a member of one of the parties in the DRC's ruling coalition, commended Washington's decision to impose sanctions on Kabila. Oregon Mwanza, an activist with the main UDPS party, described the sanctions as a significant step against the murderers and criminals. Still in international